Do you like art that is a little outside the box, perhaps more on the floor or not in a frame, but literally drawn on a window or a wall? Field reporter Louise Ma then might have the story for you. Hello, Lou.
Hello. That's so funny what you said, just said, Georgia, about art outside the box, because I'm actually in the box. I'm at the Canberra Museum and Gallery in what I call their shopfront space. I think they've probably got another word for it, but it's a glass enclosed space that looks across from the Canberra Museum and Gallery to the Legislative Assembly. And you often see exhibitions in this particular space. But right now, a work of art is being created in this glass box. It's been created by Hannah Quinlivan, who I've persuaded to come down from her ladder to talk to me about this work, which is called Anatomy of a Drawing. And it's created from wire and twine, from a texture-like paint that she's used on the glass, and by salt that she's used on the floor. It's a very cold floor. It's a cement floor. I had to take my boots off to come into this space, and the floor is absolutely freezing. Hannah works in this space by putting socks over her boots, which is a very good idea, I've got to say, Hannah. Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
What's it like working in this glass box, first of all?
Well, in summer, a few months ago when I first installed, it was very hot and because there's no air conditioner coming through, but now it's quite freezing, so I have a scarf on and often wear beanies and jumpers. So it's very open to the environment as well as the passing traffic of people walking through the space.
You have been creating it, as you say, for the last 4 months or so. So people have seen this work develop. Is it nearly finished?
It's probably going to be finishing in the next sort of couple of days, but we'll be having a closing exhibition instead of an opening a few months ago. So it's going to be finishing on the 30th of July, and I'll be inviting people to actually come into the gallery space, and then they can witness me sweeping the salt away.
I'm going to try to describe it, but I want you to jump in as well because it's your artwork. So what we're looking at here is a sculpture, if you like, made out of wire, all kind of threaded and twisted together, and it's dangling from the ceiling by these lengths of twine. On the floor, there are these swirls, this intricate design created from carefully poured, I presume, salt, and then similar swirls in white on the glass. And on the cement wall to one side of this box, you can see the shadow of the iron artwork on the wall. And shadow and light is really what this is all about, isn't it? Can you describe it for me now?
For me, I'm sort of taking a very broad sort of idea of drawing. So instead of drawing only being limited to the drawn lines on a piece of paper, for me, anything that I can draw a line across a two-dimensional, three-dimensional plane or through the human body or further into voice can be a drawing. So
that's why this is called Anatomy of a Drawing.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about the Gallery 4 at CMAG is that it's floor to ceiling windows, so you can actually walk around and see the drawing from multiple perspectives. So I'm almost like pulled apart the drawing to sort of respond to the back wall, the floor, the suspended drawing, as well as the glass. And in the afternoon, you can catch the light, and it's almost like a double, triple drawing because through the glass, there's like another gallery space in the reflection. So it's using adhesive tape, yarn, rubber, salt, aluminium wire, as well as texture on the walls.
So it really is a three-dimensional drawing.
Drawing, yeah.
We're not really getting the reflection today because it's so cloudy. Yeah. You really need the sun. And you talk about the way you've designed these salt swirls on the floor, that's responding to the lines cast by the dangling iron sculpture. So you had to work on bits at particular times of the day, depending on where the light was, where the sun was shining.
That's right, yeah. So it's a direct response to the shadows of the suspended drawing. And then I've kind of flipped the drawing across to the glass. So from different perspectives, where you walk around the gallery space, the view is now on the glass directly. The artwork sort of has two aims. One is to investigate the elements of a drawing across medium and space, but the other element, aspect of the artwork is kind of looking at the current social modes of our time.
How so?
Well, the Gallery 4 of CMAG is sort of open to the Civic Square, which is open to... So it's almost like a silent witness to activities that are happening around this area. So the social modes that I'm sort of investigating is, one, the global refugee crisis at this stage, but also global warming. And during this, and this work is directly responding to the time that I've been in here. First, during the making, the actually morning that I started the salt drawing was Palm Sunday, and so it was raining that day, so the protests actually ended up being underneath, so wrapping around the gallery space. And so
so people had to seek shelter to come out of the square to seek shelter under the veranda here.
That's right. They actually got the power from the gallery space, so the door was open to get the power cord. So that sense of the suspended wire drawing is almost looking at the sort of the movements of people, but also sort of stuck and unable to move, but also suspended. And also during that same time that I've been drawing, there's been a lot of sort of research on the coral reef and the coral being bleached. And so that during that time, I've sort of flipped the salt of the drawing against the wall. It's almost like surrounding the inside of the gallery space, almost like you're surrounded by like a graveyard of the coral reef.
Yeah, you're right. The salt does look like bleached coral. What's been the response of people who walk past up and down Civic Square, going to the Legislative Assembly or the theatre or to the library, all of which are next to this space? How have people, passers-by, responded to what you're doing here?
A lot of people... I've been here most of the time, apart from about a month while I was in America travelling and doing an exhibition in Colorado. So when I'm here, people are often... sort of looking carefully and watching me make, and often knocking on the windows to ask more questions.
Isn't that annoying?
Well, I'm sort of open to people approaching me because I find for myself when I'm witnessing an artwork growing beneath, sort of, I sort of find that you understand it in a different way and you sort of become more intimately involved in it. So I've actually did a large work at the Hong Kong Art Fair, which every time I picked up the salt to start drawing, literally there was like 70 people just sort of watching me make. So this is a lot more relaxing than that.
So some artists must love the idea that their work of art will last forever. Yeah. For an installation artist such as yourself, this will eventually be dismantled. You'll keep parts of it, the wire sculpture. Yeah. It may be reused, recycled, or refashioned in another work of art. But how do you feel like how do you feel about the impermanence, if you like, of your work?
Well, some of my work is very permanent, and then other aspects are very ephemeral. That only lasts for either a few days or a few months in this case. So for me, I'm sort of investigating different things depending on what materials and approaches I'm making. So in this way, it's almost the preciousness of something that doesn't last, and there's so much of our life that is not lasting in a sense that, and I think the awareness of that becomes even more precious in a way. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Hannah, and really come along and have a look at this work. It's almost finished. It's absolutely stunning to look at, and the more you look like great works of art, all great works of art, the more you really see, and the more you'll see at different times of day and depending on when the sun is out.
It's really dry.
And what happens at night?
Well, at night it becomes, it's almost like moonlit, so the back corner is very dark and moody, and the light's more lit from the side. So it becomes very, very different actually through in the evening. Yeah.
Yeah, so come down and have a look at this artwork at CMAG, Canberra Museum and Gallery in Civic Square, and watch this space literally, because Hannah Quinn Liven is also the artist who's been chosen to do the public artworks that will decorate, for want of a better word, the light tram, the light rail line, the network from Gungahlin to the city. And Hannah's going to be doing a series of artworks featuring etchings on glass that will be lit up at night as part of that. So that story can wait for another day. But in the meantime, come down to Civic Square and have a look at Anatomy of a Drawing, which is currently being created by Hannah Quinn Liven.